Researchers in Bath say a computer app which converts images into sounds is helping blind and partially sighted people to see.
You're seeing the back of Michael's jumper at the minute. It takes this 1 second snapshot as it scans across every second. So this is the original image on the left-hand side. This is the image that they've converted. It's a grayscale, really. And then everything that's light makes a noise, and anything that's dark is quiet. As you can hear, you actually have columns of 64 pixels, and they all play over the top of each other. So it does sound a bit sort of sci-fi, Doctor Who, or something like that.
Well, that's psychologist David Brown from the University of Bath, who's part of the team testing this application. The app can be used through the camera in your phone, with a specially adapted pair of camera glasses and a small computer. Sharon Regan from Bath, who's almost completely blind, used it for the first time this morning with David's guidance.
Right, so what you can hear now is just basically the tabletop. So it should be pretty quiet. So if you remember, the camera's on the other side, so you can move it around. So it just sounds really quiet at the minute until I put something underneath it. And you can hear that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God, it's gone stereo now.
So if you hold the phone with one hand,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to put the object on the table, what you've heard.
Yeah.
And I want you to try and find it, just from the sound.
Okay.
Okay. And then when you find it, just point at it. Yeah. Spot on.
Spot on. Let's speak with both Sharon Regan and Dr. David Brown, who join me on the programme. Good afternoon to you both.
Hi.
Afternoon, Joe.
I'll start first with you, Sharon. That sounds absolutely extraordinary. Just tell me what kind of difference it's making to you.
Well, it means I can find objects. If I drop an object on the floor, I'll be able to find it quicker without having to resort to the normal way of trying to look for things, which is get down on my hands and knees and just do the sweeping motion with my hands.
Yeah, just tell me a little bit more about the process then, as to what this, how this is so different for you.
Well, it makes a constant noise, and then as soon as the phone's found the object, then the frequency of the noise changes, I'm just able to kind of home in from that, really, and find the objects just by following the noise, really.
Yeah, and you, just to confirm, you are completely blind, is that right?
Well, I'm completely blind in my right eye, yes, and I only have 6% vision in my left.
Wow, so this is kind of life-changing to an extent, this kind of development?
Oh, yes, it certainly is, yes.
Yeah, let's bring in Dr. David Brown. David, I mean, this is quite extraordinary, really. How long have you been working on this?
I mean, I've been working on it for about 5 or 6 years. I didn't develop it. I just sort of, Peter Meyer, a Dutch engineer, developed it, and we just do all the testing on it, trying to get people, find ways for people to learn how to use it more efficiently.
Yeah, and when you first came across it then, I mean, what level of kind of, how impressed were you by it when you first came across it?
I was sort of quite initially impressed, which is sort of a different attitude from most people when we tell them about it. Their initial impression is, this will never work. And until we get them to use it for a few hours, and then they're like, it does work, you know? I think it's a pretty effective tool.
And can it be developed further for greater benefit?
Well, we work in sort of conjunction with computer scientists, and so we do the research, and we find out from users, they report back to us what works, what doesn't work, and we feed this all back to the engineers and the computer scientists, and they change the algorithms that drive it, and then hopefully we get a better device.
Yeah, I mean, we heard that amazing bit of audio with you, with Sharon, where you are there to help her. I mean, but in terms of people who don't have the benefit of having you alongside, is it easy to use?
It's initially, if you're using, I mean, when I train people initially, I use very simple objects and a high contrast between, say, I'll use a white object and a black background or vice versa. And we train them on very easy things. When you need to learn more complex things, when you take it outside in the environment, I guess it's a bit like learning a language. You learn a few words first, Now, the more you practice, the more you learn, and the better you can decipher the visual information from the soundscape.
Yeah. And will Sharon be able to... I'll bring Sharon in. I mean, will she be able to do that herself, or will she need your guidance or someone else's guidance through that procedure?
I mean, you can download the app for free. You can go to the Peter Myers website, seeingwithsound.com, and there are some simple training sort of programs on there to get you sort of going on it. In the lab, we're also developing a training app, which is going to be in the form of a game, which people will be able to download for free from the App Store as well.
Amazing, amazing. What does this mean to you then, Sharon?
Well, as I said, I definitely think it'll be able to help me when I, you know, when I go out into the, you know, into situations that I'm, you know, maybe not as confident eyesight wise, and you know, be able to wear the device and not walk into things.
Yeah, that's quite amazing. Really great to chat with both of you. Thanks for your time.
Cheers.
Wish you both well. Thanks,
Thank
Sharon.
You.
Thanks,
Thank
David.
You.
Sharon
Thank
Regan, Dr. David Brown. Quite a significant development there at the University of Bath.